That is a lactation.
Petey, gonna get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. A wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
The feeling of oneness, to be one is nature. The feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty in it, and which filled me with happiness.
Oh, you're such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
The government is increasing its power to watch you and diminishing your power to watch the government, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries. There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I'm
I think there should be complete freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
Two days later, now fully recovered, Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. One teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. Yes, welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries and political speeches and real-world historical events mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a different weekly theme. And this being a plastic sushi sound collage means we also always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz and punk and funk and metal and electronic and disco and ambient, whatever it takes to match our theme du jour. And this evening and next week, our theme is training new DJs. Yes, we've got three tough students. Everybody's a tough student? Yes. And yes, I'm going to be probably making a couple of mistakes for demonstration purposes, for teaching purposes. And one that I just made here was forgetting to turn on the microphones for my guests. And now I think they should work. Chike, let's see if that works for you.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Great. Yes, you're on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your plans to dominate the airwaves?
My plans to dominate the airwaves tonight are to play amazing, funky, bopping music tonight from every single genre alive, and truly just become the next legendary DJ here at WMFO.
That sounds like an incredible plan. Unfortunately, we can't do it because we're going to like have a time limitation. But when you get your own show very soon, yes, that will be the thing to do. And Sophia, how about you?
I'm doing awesome tonight. My goal in terms of music is just bring people into the mood I've been feeling, kind of paint a picture sonically with the music I'll play tonight and in the future. That's all I got, so just stay tuned.
That's a great plan, and it reminds me of one of my my sonic idols, the music producer extraordinaire Brian Eno. And I was reading an interview with him, and he said, you know, as musicians, we really should think of ourselves as giving people moods. That's what we're doing with music. We're creating different moods for people. And then another technical problem, well, that we don't have, Xavier doesn't have a pair of headphones, but we're trying to do the best. And why don't you talk into the microphone and tell us what you're going to do?
Yo, what up? I'm wearing a tie right now, and I'm about to play Young Lean and Summer Walker back to back.
I haven't heard of either of those. And let me say, Xavier, that's a reason I listen to WMFO. For music that I haven't heard before. In fact, let me give a plug here to one of my favorite WMFO shows, Button Pushers, which is on like 1 a.m. at Wednesdays right now. But it's all electronic music with Diego and Harrison. And I will tell you, I have never, ever listen to one of their podcasts, because that's the way I do it with them. I listened to one of their podcasts and heard a song that I had heard ever before. And they're all high energy electronic beats, and it's just wonderful for exercise. And but WMFO, music that that challenges you and that you've never heard. And that's what we do here. So speaking of that, we started off the show with Dragon Ash, the Japanese kind of hip-hop band. Well, they're all genres themselves. That was 21st Century Riot from their Lily of the Valley. And right now, we are listening to the sounds of the 1969 Easter Be-In in Central Park that was recorded by Irv Tybell and released on a long-playing vinyl disc in 1971. And we're going to be using this ambiance in the break. And at some point, the marijuana advocate David Peel comes in, and he's chanting about legalizing marijuana back in 1969. So yeah, this is our ambiance. And now in the next set, I'm going to we're going to be going over a bunch of technical stuff here with Chike, Sophia, and Xavier. But I'm going to be playing for you a pretty genre jumping freeform set that's going to be bookended with some really great electronic music about going into outer space. Specifically, there's samples from the Apollo 8 mission to the moon in this Crystal Methods High Roller. And when they're talking about seeing the Earth, they're talking about, this was practice for landing on the moon. So they were coming in the Apollo spacecraft, and they went around the moon, and then they came back and they saw the Earth, the blue Earth. And that was the picture, Earthrise. And to see that blue marble Earth out there in space with the desolation of the moon all gray right in front. And that really influenced the environmental movement, because people just looked at that and they said, wow, that's our planet. So that's what some of the samples in there from High Roller. And in between that, we're going to be playing one of my AC/DC remixed songs. And then we're going to be hearing some 12th century Bulgarian chant, Les Paul and Chet Atkins, the six-fingered slide blues guitar player Hound Dog Taylor, some Native American music with R. Carlos Nakai, some Persian pop music, and some Bach, and then a very scary public service message at the end. So stay tuned for that here on WMFO in Medford. Here's some Japanese music with Chappie's Hot Dogs.
We'll be right back. Well, I was thinking of something different, like I wanted you to portray a little girl. dress down. God, you have to act like a little lady, you know?
Please play with me.
No, I'm busy.
Thank you. از رخ خوبت هیهات مه به فلک شهمات مانده چگو سر به چوگان من سودایی افشان شد دم انسانی We'll be right back.
go. Go.
so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to
someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than others.
Teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Not the same.